I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, more Only a Game 20th anniversary celebrations with, what else, an update of a story during which I laughed, I cried, I don't want to give too much away. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
After a long and controversial investigation this week, the NCAA accused the University of Miami of lack of control.
I know, Excuse me, but...
It's all right. The NCAA doesn't mean that as a punchline, but anyway, it is one of the more severe charges that they can drop on somebody. A day earlier, the NCAA had acknowledged their own, quote, missteps in the investigation and accordingly fired somebody. Can you designate a good guy and a bad guy in this one?
The NCAA found itself arraigned and convicted by its own mouth of lack of institutional control. And it's given the people at Miami just enough fodder to really go after them. So this is far from the end of this story. Donna Shalhoub has already said that the charges were brought forth the man who made a fortune by lying, which is Nevin Shapiro, whose lawyers were on the payroll of the NCAA.
This week, Lakers general manager Mitch Kupchak suggested that Dwight Howard should get his own statue outside the Staples Center, and Kobe Bryant expressed confidence that L.A. would make the playoffs. So how long before Dwight Howard is traded and the Lakers fall completely out of contention?
Well, they slid past the trading deadline, and he's still there, so I assume he's going to be there for at least another year. We should be fair to both Kupchak and Kobe Bryant. They did leave open the requirement that Dwight Howard actually play like Dwight Howard before they retire his number or put up the statue.
In other basketball news, the University of North Dakota has suspended the basketball play-by-play guy there. What did he do to deserve that?
Well, he used the phrase choke job after North Dakota lost to the Lumberjacks, by the way, of Northern Arizona, 74-72. North Dakota had been ahead in the final minute, and North Dakota had missed all five free throws over the last 4 minutes of regulation. This is a penalty for being far too accurate, I'm afraid.
Charlie, Serena Williams was officially designated number one in the world of women's tennis on Monday. She is not, of course, entirely unfamiliar with that designation, but this time it's special, right?
Yeah, she's the oldest player. She's 31 years old. She's the oldest player ever to be ranked number one. She edges out Chris Evert, who was 30 years and 11 months back in 1985 when she was ranked number one. So this is quite an accomplishment.
In another first for women in sports, Danica Patrick won the pole for this weekend's Daytona 500, which has once again brought up questions about her weight. So, Mr. NASCAR, does the diminutive Ms. Patrick have an advantage?
You know, this is one of those things where you get way into the weeds with the fans who can actually do, like, sabermetrics on the aerodynamics of stock cars. You know, you would assume that having less weight in the vehicle would make it faster. So that's basically the way I'm going to go. Isaac Newton and I will stand on that.
And in yet another first for women in sports this weekend, Ronda Rousey and Liz Carmouche will headline a UFC event to fight for the Women's MMA Bantamweight Championship. Are you shocked at ESPN's suggestion that this matchup is all about money?
No, because it is all about money. Dana White, the president of UFC, has finally gotten around to it. There's a macho backlash against this. There's a violence in society argument against UFC in general. There's an old chauvinistic, chivalristic argument against this. There are so many arguments against this, it was inevitable that somebody would actually do it.
The federal government has officially joined the civil lawsuit against Lance Armstrong. The feds would like to recover triple damages on the $30 million the U.S. Postal Service paid to sponsor Armstrong's bicycling team. Do you think that would keep the price of stamps from going up again, or perhaps we'd get Saturday service back?
I would love to see it if we could trade off Lance Armstrong paying for and getting Saturday service back. But the war against the Postal Service, believe it or not, has nothing to do with steroids or Lance Armstrong. This is the beginning of the real acceleration of everybody wanting a piece of Lance Armstrong.
Charlie, we learned this week that former table tennis champion Zhang Zedong has died. He was best known in this country as the man who welcomed American athlete Glenn Cowan onto the Chinese team bus back in 1971 and helped to launch the so-called ping pong diplomacy. Shall we offer a tip of the Only a Game cap to him?
Yeah, because that was a big moment. It led to other things, including the opening to China that was arranged a few years later. And his story is remarkable. He was, obviously a favorite of Mao Zedong. And when Mao Zedong died, he fell afoul of the political. He was made to be a street sweeper. He was in jail for 9 years. He couldn't play table tennis until 1985, where he was invited back to Beijing to run classes for children. So it was a long and very interesting life he led.
And finally, Charlie, having exhausted his talents as a writer of allegedly tell-all books and dabbled unsuccessfully in boxing, Jose Canseco has moved on to physics, and more specifically to the phenomenon of gravity, present and past. How's that working out for him?
It's hard to know. Jose's opinion is that gravity must have been weaker millions of years ago. Otherwise, the dinosaurs wouldn't have been so nimble, and the blood wouldn't have been able to pump up 60-foot necks. I might not be 100% right, says Jose, but how else could 30-foot leather birds fly?
That's an excellent...
They weren't leather birds! Any more than a cow is a leather cow! Or a tuna is a sushi fish! Stop being stupid!
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on All New Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
They weren't leather birds!
Grab.